This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the NACLA Report in the Americas, going online only. I've been a subscriber to the NACLA Report in the Americas for a decade or so, and a reader for longer than that, every time I would run into a copy. Produced by the North American Congress for Latin America since 1967, the report at its best offered insightful on-the-ground analysis of developing currents in Latin American countries from thoughtful correspondents, academics, and the occasional activist. If you were organizing in Latin America or trying to keep up with various efforts to create change there, you wanted to make sure you got a copy at your doorstep and carried it around with you until you finished the whole issue. All of which made it sad and somewhat disappointing to get a letter from the NACLA people saying that after almost 50 years, they were going to cease printing and go online only after the February issue of this year. Their argument was simple. They cite prohibitively expensive printing costs, which means money, and they argue that the world has gone to the web, and that's where they believe in the future. Certainly, they're not alone. All print, including, of course, our own social policy, live on the web as well. They argue that consumers just buy the few articles or songs that interest us most, and when an article moves us, we share it through Facebook and email. That argument sounds like the every once in a while Times-Picayune or the normal woe is me and my job story from journalism schools. When commercial enterprises go online only, they are usually willing to sacrifice the amount of the paper, or product as they would call it, that a reader absorbs because their advertising departments are selling eyeballs to their buyers in the hopes that a reader will read less, click on an ad, and buy more. Actually communicating, much less moving the reader, which has been part of the mission of NACLA, takes a back seat. In reality, any of us that have looked at the analytics on our websites have to be very sober and not fall in love with the number of unique viewers that are visiting our sites, but the time they're spending on the site. For a publication, whether the Report on the Americas or Social Policy, when we see people are spending an average of less than 3 minutes on the site, we can be pretty sure they aren't reading that much of any article. They are bonding with the publication, its content and message pretty much on the order of headline news. NACLA doesn't sell the eyeballs to advertisers any more than we do, so it's all about the readers. Truth to tell, when there's no copy of the journal at hand or in the backpack or carry-all, we have to be honest about how much we're diluting our message, living only on our websites, Facebook, and Twitter. And that's sad to me and makes the letter from NACLA worth mourning. The publication began as a newsletter. Maybe they need to go back to the mimeograph and Xerox copies through the mail again and remember that the mission is all that still matters. Or maybe I'm a hopeless romantic, tilting at windmills still. Who knows? But I'll miss the report, as will many who understand the importance of Latin America and the key role the report has played for decades in communicating the struggles for change there. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.